Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've got a lot of stories about animals. I mean, I've had a lot of experiences with them over the years. But, you know, you guys... I got Sphinx cats, right? So they're very loving and playful and cuddly and all that kind of stuff, which comes to my first point. Miles, I got a joke for you that I made up.
All right.
Follow me here. I made it up, so give me a little cushion here. But how many Sphinx cats does it take to build a pyramid in Washington State? None. They're all in denial.
I'm going to give you that because Miles would tell that joke.
No, that's an original right there. So, I mean, I've been attacked by canine dogs at a bus stop for no reason, like mistaken identity. And, you know, I was up in with my old boss up there in Western Washington or Central Washington or whatever, where a lot of bears there. And we were looking at a quartz mine, and here comes somebody that pulled up in with a Rottweiler, a family. And he was talking about bears the whole time, right? And then all of a sudden, I didn't see the bear. I was looking at this quartz mine, this vein. He's like, Wade, watch out, there's a bear. And I turn around, there's a Rottweiler charging me. He was friendly, he was wagging his tail. But when, you know, all these stories about bears, I almost jumped in that quartz vein.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, I was scared to death.
How long did it take you to figure out that it was a Rottweiler, not a bear? Because you turn around, there's this big black thing streaking towards you.
He was so close. I mean, I shed my skin. I was freaked out. After especially being attacked by a police dog, you know, a canine, German Shepherd or whatever. Yeah, no, so I'm kind of like leery about dogs a little bit.
You should be.
Well, yeah, Wade, I like you, man, but you seem biteable.
What?
Yeah, just put a little seasoning on me, and then dogs love me, I guess.
Start calling you Biteable Wade. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I was a dog, I don't know why.
You would bite Wade?
If I was in a room, like if we were all in a room, I feel like Wade's getting bit first.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
and I like Wade.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be on an Applebee's menu or something soon, you know?
Well, I'm glad there's always one person that's biteable around me, so it's not me. Or at least more, but my like, brother's
who
that
can, who can run faster? God, yeah. I don't know what's worse. I would eat Wade bites.
Yeah, that's dry Wade bites, but I'm going to give that a try.
Yeah, what kind of meat is it?
Human.
What was your best or worst interaction with an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Just so tender.
You would bite Wade first. I like that. Well, just looking at you. Like, you're biteable, man.
Look, he did get attacked by a police dog.
Yeah.
So kind of like your brother, I can't prove this at all. Maybe other dogs just know.
Or you give off some kind of pheromone.
There's something with my brother. My current dog is fine with him, but any other dog I've had and any other dog I've seen him around, they want to kill him. I mean, it's not even like they just growl. Like, they want to charge him. Owners have to tackle their dog. Like, whatever it is about my brother, they want to rip him to pieces. And I'm like, what is it with you? And he's like, I don't know. And it wouldn't be a big deal except he delivered papers. And my favorite image of him was, it was just a Sunday morning, and the Sunday paper is always thicker than any other day. So he asked me, we go down to the garage, he asked me to help him stuff all the inserts and all the crap to make the Sunday paper. No problem. We had one of those like old lady kind of push carts that he'd stick all the papers in, and off he went. And as he's leaving, I continue to stuff papers, so I'm still in the garage. He goes around the corner, and I mean maybe 5 seconds later, I hear him screaming, and he's running back. Still has the granny cart behind him with the papers. God bless him. But he's hauling ass, and he's running, beelining back to the garage, and he's being chased by a bulldog. And the image is so funny just because their legs are so short, and it might be the slowest dog out there, all things considered. But my brother, he's running back to the garage. He dives in, but he's screaming for me to close the door is the idea. Like, hey, as soon as I get in the garage, close the door. So he's screaming this to me, dives into the garage. I close the door, and as the garage door hits the bottom, you hear this dog jump, and you just hear its claws, like, hit the door and slide down. And I'm like, what is it with you? He says, I don't know. I'm like, I've never even, like, we've lived here, man. We know every dog in the neighborhood. I've never even seen that one. Like, you are now attracting them from other neighborhoods. They want to kill you. It's like he has a bounty on his head, and every dog knows it. He's the running man.
What was your best or worst interaction with an animal? 206-803
right there. That Bobby. Like, far be it for me to make fun of any animal. It's a little short and squatty.
Oh, dude, but it was like, great.
How fast can that dog run?
Not very, but it was, oh, man. The image in my head of that is, I'll never get rid of that. It brings me joy every time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, you guys make me laugh. Well, I'll do the abbreviated story. So I was bow hunting in Montana with a couple buddies, and we had a bull at point blank range. And I went behind the tree a little bit because I had a problem with my bow, and he was at 30 yards. All of a sudden, he lets out this sound that basically says, I smelled you. I'm getting the hell out of here. And I'm like, gosh, how do you do that? Because I have a little thread on my bow, so I know which way the wind's going the whole time. So I thought, well, maybe I can get a shot at him when he's sneaking away. So I peek around the tree, and I see fur move about 10 feet on the other side of the tree I'm behind. So I'm like, oh, geez, how do you get that close to me? So with bow hunting, they have to be at a certain angle. So I peek around the trees, and I'm looking right into the eyes of about a 180-pound tall mountain lion.
Oh, my God.
So my buddies are just down the hill from me, and they're imitating a cow elk. So the lion came in above the bull. The bull smelled him, and now he's coming in on my buddies that are behind me. So I pull off my hood, and I draw my bow as I jump around the tree and go, ha! And the lion turns his head sideways and then goes fully tactical, just starts dropping into a crouch, and his tail starts going back and forth. And he's about 8 feet away, and all I can think of is arrow hits him, he kills me. I'm doing all the Rolodex is spinning in my head. I'm trying to figure the way out of the situation. My ex-father-in-law had given me a book called The Worst Case Survival Handbook, which said, and there was a picture that showed up in my brain of a guy opening his coat. It said, make yourself, you know, big and make lots of noise. So I got up on my tiptoes at full draw and yelled a caveman guttural scream, and his ears laid flat down on his head. And I almost shot him with my bow. He lifted up about a quarter inch after a couple seconds and started back crawling away. He got behind a bush, and I let out another war whoop, and he went up to the timber, and my buddy started screaming. They thought I'd shot Bigfoot because they'd never heard a sound like that in the woods.
That'd have been cool.
So they lost $10,000 fine in Washington.
Definitely put you in jail.
And 5 years in jail. So so that actually worked.
Yeah. It actually worked. I literally, all the blood left my body. They came running up. I fell straight on my butt. I was white as a ghost. I couldn't hardly breathe. And they looked at the tracks of the cat and where I was standing. I have a tattoo of a mountain lion coming through the skin on my right shoulder, just to memorialize that.
Have you ever shot an elk?
Yeah, lots of them.
With a bow?
Oh yeah, well, I was a hunting guide in Montana, and now I'm an old guy. I'm 63, right, but I got one a couple of years ago.
Just the size of those things. Right. I mean, that shot has to be just perfect, I would think, to drop one.
Oh yeah, it's. You know, the bows now are very powerful. They're 300 feet per second, and, you know, you're cutting an inch and a half with razor blades, basically. I'd almost rather get shot with a gun than a bow.
I agree.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I've heard from anybody. They're
What is the pull on those? 50 pounds, 40 pounds?
No, mine goes up to 80. I usually shoot at about 65 to 70. My effective range is, I don't shoot over 60 yards, but there's some guys that shoot out to 90 and 100.
Damn. Wow. Okay.
Just a quick question for you. And
I
know
that my whitetail hunter.
I know the answer is very quickly, but you have a mountain lion 8 feet away from you. How much time would it take that thing to cover that distance if it decided to just leap?
Nanosecond. I mean, its lips were curled up. It was doing the guttural growl. Its talons were out. I mean, its tail was going back and forth, and all I could think of is I'm the mouse, and it's, you know, it's by the grace of God. I don't have any explanation of how that works.
What type of cat? Is that a cougar? Is that a mountain lion? Is it the same thing?
Yeah,
I wasn't sure.
What part of Montana were you in?
I was in western Montana, kind of up by Thompson Falls, if you know where that's at. Libby, Kalispell, Missoula, up in the northwest corner.
And you said this thing was like 180 pounds?
Oh yeah, it's a big one. My buddies used to run cats, and I've seen 20, 30 cats in my lifetime. So yeah, it was a big one.
Well, I'd say not nearly as dangerous, but I was taking a pee outside one morning in Libby. The largest deer I've ever seen in my life was just staring at me. I stopped going, Miles. I was intimidated.
Nice wiener, buddy.
Yeah, I was just like, okay.
Ooh, look at you.
Those town deer can get a little gnarly, you know.
He was a big boy.
He probably thought mine's bigger than yours.
I'm sure he did.
You know,
I swear to God,
what do you do with that thing?
He was on all fours, and it felt like he was like at my chest.
Jesus, man,
and he's just staring at me.
I'd say 180-pound mountain lion. I am no expert, obviously, but I thought they averaged between like 100, maybe 120.
I think everything's bigger in Montana.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No matter what it is,
the women.
Our question, what was your worst interaction with an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.